The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are king." Jesus answered, "You say, 'I am king.' For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. In the book of Daniel, we hear that the king received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. But what do we see in the gospel? A man put on trial, a man thoroughly humiliated, besieged. Just hours before, he had been under another trial in the Sanhedrin, where all kinds of accusations were heaped against him. False witnesses pressured from all sides. He was beaten, ridiculed. And now they turn him over to the Romans, to the government. And Pilate is amused, bewildered by this personality. Who is this man? And he's both drawn to him and at the same time shows his disdain. Who is this man? Are you the King of the Jews? That precisely was the accusation. For you see, the Jews understood if we accuse him of saying that he is the King of the Jews, we would have a cause against him. And the punishment for that is execution due to rebelliousness against the Caesar, the emperor. And Jesus proclaims that his kingdom is not of this world. If it was, he wouldn't be in that position. But he came, he says, as a king. That's why he was born. But not in the way that people expected. Not according to human wisdom, but according to the wisdom of God. And this is the challenge presented to all of us. Lord, give us the grace to understand your kingship, so that we don't make you into what we want to make you, but rather that we may be open to understand and to receive your royalty. And he says, "I came to witness to the truth. That is what his kingdom is about. And the Holy Father, a few years ago, reflecting on this very same gospel, tells us this truth that he comes to reveal as king, what is it? And he said, first and foremost, that God is love. That our Father loves us and wants us back. He came, therefore, to speak the truth that reconciles us back to the Father. He wants to gather the nations. He wants to be king, but his kingdom is through the truth of love and through the love that brings the truth. What a great mystery is before us. I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. But we see the truth being opposed very strongly, not just by a few, but then the masses come up and say, crucify him, crucify him. And Jesus willingly goes forward, willingly gives his life to reveal to us the truth and ascends the throne of the cross, where the fullness of truth and the fullness of love is revealed to all of us. And then Jesus tells us, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. But are we willing to follow this king who calls us to join him by laying down our lives, by choosing to be men and women of the truth, men and women who love not just those who we like, but love even those that we may dislike. Because this King Jesus died on the cross also for Pilate and for the Sanhedrin and for all those who had opposed him and all those who spoke lies against him. He loved them too. He is the king who reaches out to all, not to conform to what they may expect of him, not to change his tune to be popular, but to speak to all the truth and to love them all, even at the expense of being crucified. This is his kingdom. This is his way of showing us how to be the true image of God the Father. The Father who loves all his children. The Father who would even give his own Son so that he could rescue all his children. Today we celebrate Jesus Christ the King, but a kingdom that is beyond our natural understanding. And yet a kingdom that God wants to reveal to us by the grace of the Holy Spirit. A kingdom that is manifested in humility. A humility that takes him to the cross. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me? Pilate answered, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are king." Jesus answered, "You say, 'I am king.' For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. In the book of Daniel, we hear that the king received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. But what do we see in the gospel? A man put on trial, a man thoroughly humiliated, besieged. Just hours before, he had been under another trial in the Sanhedrin, where all kinds of accusations were heaped against him. False witnesses pressured from all sides. He was beaten, ridiculed. And now they turn him over to the Romans, to the government. And Pilate is amused, bewildered by this personality. Who is this man? And he's both drawn to him and at the same time shows his disdain. Who is this man? Are you the king of the Jews? That precisely was the accusation. For you see, the Jews understood if we accuse him of saying that he is the king of the Jews, we would have a cause against him. And the punishment for that is execution due to rebelliousness against the Caesar, the emperor. And Jesus proclaims that his kingdom is not of this world. If it was, he wouldn't be in that position. But he came, he says, as a king. That's why he was born. But not in the way that people expected. Not according to human wisdom, but according to the wisdom of God. And this is the challenge presented to all of us. Lord, give us the grace to understand your kingship, so that we don't make you into what we want to make you, but rather that we may be open to understand and to receive your royalty. And he says, "I came to witness to the truth." That is what his kingdom is about. And the Holy Father, a few years ago, reflecting on this very same gospel, tells us this truth that he comes to reveal as king, what is it? And he said, first and foremost, that God is love. That our Father loves us and wants us back. He came, therefore, to speak the truth that reconciles us back to the Father. He wants to gather the nations He wants to be king, but his kingdom is through the truth of love, and through the love that brings the truth. What a great mystery is before us. I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. But we see the truth being opposed very strongly, not just by a few, but then the masses come up and say, "Crucify him, crucify him." And Jesus willingly goes forward, willingly gives his life to reveal to us the truth, and ascends the throne of the cross.